Oh, yeah. Well, so, I was walking distance from the stadium. Just to give you a little quick history on Hinchcliffe Stadium.
Yeah.
It was an oval stadium. They did quite a few things there besides baseball and football. They used to have midget racing, too.
Midget racing?
Midget racing cars. In fact, one of the greatest drivers in the midget race, his name was Schindler. I think it's Schindler or Schneider. He had one leg. He lost the race.
Really?
But he was one of the best drivers. Mm-hmm. I remember he had a black car, number two. But they used to get a lot. They used to pack that place up with the midgets. But they had, we had a professional football team called the Patterson Panthers.
Yeah.
They were a minor league team for the New York Giants.
Mm-hmm.
The top professional team. So a lot of guys that were pretty good in the Patterson Panthers moved up with the New York Giants, but they played at the stadium. And then they also had the Negro League come through.
Yeah.
They had the Black Yankees, the New York Cubans. And that's when I used to go up there for half a dollar. I used to be a bat boy.
All right.
The Cubans, I had a little rougher time because they all spoke Spanish. So they would try to communicate with me. If I gave them a wrong bat or something like that, you know, they would laugh. And I always remember this one fella, a black Yankee. He reminded me of Babe Ruth. He had the same size, had a big belly, big guy. And I think he played first base. I remember him. He was a lefty, and he put the ball right over the wall.
Mm-hmm.
I think if I'm not mistaken, like the Passaic River was down behind there.
Yeah.
I think he put it right into the river.
Yeah. So.
But those guys were all good players. In today's, you know, in today's baseball, these fellows would all have been in the major leagues at that time. Not all of them, but I mean, I'm certain a few of them would have been in there.
So,
and then Larry Doby, they played on Sunday. They had teams like, they were called the Wonder Breads. That's a bread. Is it a Wonder Bread? I think Wonder Bread is still around, isn't it?
Yeah. It's gross.
And they used to sponsor. In other words, that was their sponsor. Doby played on the Patterson Smart Sets. And it was a mixed league. It wasn't just black or just white. And Larry Doby played shortstop. And I used to have a lot of fun with these guys because I used to be the ball boy. I used to go up on a roof. And they used to foul the balls behind home plate. We'd go up on a roof and I would throw them down. And I would make another half a buck doing that.
So how do you get this job doing this?
Well, you go there. You go there early. And you see the umpires are there. They're going to need bat boys. They're going to need ball boys. Just like you have today. You have a ball, but you see ball boys on the right field side and the left
field.
They, same thing, but I was up on a roof at the time for the ball because they would foul it and go up on the roof. And remember, these are the minor league teams. They don't have bags and a lot of baseballs.
Yeah.
So they're waiting for me to throw the baseball back.
Was that scary going up on the roof?
Well, when you're a kid, you do stupid stuff. You know, you just throw it down. That's all I had to do. They had a ladder that climbed up. And it wasn't that far up from where the concrete, where the seats were.
Yeah.
And so, but I used to shag five balls with these guys. I used to go out there before the game. But they were nobodies, you know. And then eventually, Larry Doby became the second black baseball player. And he was the first one in the American League.
Yeah, so did you
he was a
play
class
catch
guy.
With Larry Doby?
Well, not playing catch, but you're out there. Some guys are at batting practice. They're hitting the balls out. And you're out there shagging fly balls alongside guys that I never knew he was going to be a number two black player in the major leagues. I mean, it's just like anything else. But it just happened to be you were there doing these things.
Yeah.
And that's the way it was in those days.
By the way,
the high school teams, Central High and Eastside High School, used to play there every Thanksgiving Day, and they packed the whole stadium. You could get almost 10,000 people in it. But once it was packed, they had down in the corner, we had a big hill. It was called Scotchman's Hill. You could climb on that hill and look into the stadium from that little hill. But you could get maybe 50 to 100 people on it. That's it.
Yeah.
And nobody's taking money or anything like that. You're just getting a free. But you're pretty distant into the stadium.
Did you go to the games?
Oh, yeah, I went to see you. I've gone. In fact, the one game I'll always remember, and I don't know if it's an illegal play today, but it was the Central Eastside game, and Eastside got the ball, the kickoff, okay?
Yeah.
And so their team is lining up, and they had a trick play. Larry Doby was laying on the side of the field. Like, say, this was the football field, and he was laying down over the. Nobody noticed him, okay? Central didn't notice him at all. All of a sudden, the quarterback for Eastside, his name was Al Kechadorian, he took the ball, and Doby just jumps up, and he starts running that way towards Central's, and then throws the pass. Kechadorian throws it to Doby, wide open for a touchdown, the first play of the game.
So you went to Central, right?
Right.
Central.
They always had a lousy team.
So
they didn't really have much of a team. We didn't have the opportunities like Eastside had their own football field. You know, with the high school there, we were surrounded. The courthouse was across the street, and there were all other buildings all around us. In fact, Catholic Charities had their place down the street. St. John's was close by. It was all concrete. We had no place to play football. We had to go up to Edgecliff Stadium to practice.